Guest on our program today, we are joined by Aaron Canfield, our Boone County recorder. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to see you again.
Here it is. Almost one whole year in office.
Yeah, it's definitely been a learning curve, and it's been a good year, though.
Yeah, at least you knew where all the light switches were. I did that in the beginning.
I did have a little bit of experience in there. There's some things I had to learn, and I've trained two new staff members, but I think they're coming up to speed great, and I think we're doing a good job.
Well, we do have a variety of different things I wanted to ask you. And again, I think probably the first one is we got to hit on it, and we'll remind folks again as we get towards the end, but this is, especially for recreational vehicles, this is, if you haven't done it already,
right,
which you could have.
Right, and I've sent emails to every email address that we have on file, reminders to come in and renew or call us or send your mail, mail us a check. Those are all due by the end of the year. The fee per vehicle is $18.50. You're going to mail it. They do charge a $2 mailing fee. But you can call us, you can stop in, you can, if you're not sure how many you have, or if you've sold something, just let us know. Those are due by the end of the year. If not, you pay a penalty after January 1st. And, the biggest thing there is you don't want to run an expired machine.
Well, that's even probably more than the penalty. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something you don't want to do. So very easy. Once again, and most of them are pretty familiar with it. A lot of times they just forget.
Right. It's not the greatest time. We do start renewing them September 1st. I sent out my first email in September. I've sent one out every month to those that still have outstanding renewals that are due. But it's everything. It's ATVs. It's the side-by-side, snowmobiles, off-road motorcycles. They're all due right now. Boats aren't due until 2025. So if you already renewed your boat, you're good on that. But the off-road vehicles.
Good job. I did want to ask because, I know technology and there are other opportunities, other ways for people to do these. But I think the big thing to remember here is coming into the office is probably can be the easiest.
Really. Right.
If it fits into their schedule, you can come in. Office open basically what, 8 to 4:30
Monday through Friday. We don't close for lunch. Yeah. It only takes, if you know what your machine is, or we can look you up real easily. Most of the time, it doesn't take very long, about 5 minutes, and you walk out with your registration. There's no chance of it getting lost in the mail. There's no chance of you, we give you a protective baggie to put it in. Like, we do all the things, and like I said, it doesn't take very long. And then that money, we get a very small portion of that fee stays with the county.
Yeah.
So that's. And
the biggest share
like
is going
people.
DNR.
That's
where it goes.
The majority of it goes there, but every little bit that we can do to help the county's bottom line, I think that we should do.
I know there are some people who say, "Well, yeah, with technology, can't I do it? Online and stuff." And there are ways,
right.
But you don't get a lot of the backup security on it.
Right. So, there's a way to do it through the DNR, but we don't have anything to do with that process, and we don't benefit from that process at all. So, at least this way, number one, you for sure, you have your documents in hand when you leave. Mm-hmm. And there's not an extra charge for coming into our office unless you use a card. So you can pay with cash or check in our office. If you use a card, there's a little service fee. It's 3%. Mm-hmm. But then, like I said, it's the guarantee. And if you call us and you say, "Hey, I don't have time to come in, but can you take my card details?" Yeah, we'll run your card. If you can mail us a check with your registration money, and we'll tell you how much it's going to be.
Sure.
And that way, we can guarantee that you're going to get it. And, if a week and a half goes by and you don't get it, I'll reprint them.
Yeah.
And we'll send them again. If it's mail or if you want to come in and get them, what we do, we back up.
Yeah. We're there.
Yeah.
We're there.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's customer service.
Absolutely.
So I did want to ask the issue because I know that the department, your recorder's office was the one. Several years ago when we had our off-road people came in and they wanted to do the ordinance to do off-road vehicles in Boone County. And Boone County was way ahead of the state legislature getting to it. But there was a licensing process for it. Do they still do licensing? It's not required anymore as long as it's registered.
Right. As long as your sticker is up to date, you no longer have to have the Boone County plate. We sold those for $10. It was a lifetime fee for the life of the machine. But last year, the governor passed a law that said off-road vehicles are legal statewide on secondary roads.
As long as they're registered.
As long as they are current with the DNR.
Yeah.
So as people will say, "Oh, I need my plate." We have the plates, but I can't sell them to you anymore.
Yeah.
So if you need one for something else, let me know. I have a box of 500 that I can't do anything with. They're just sitting there. But yeah, you don't need the plate. You just have to stay with your registration updated with the DNR to run on public. Okay. That's for ATVs and UTVs. Snowmobiles, you still have to have a user permit to run on public ground.
Got it.
Or public ice.
So got those things in there. But again, this is the time of the year. Make sure, because once you hit like the 31st, which... Not a good year. Not a good day this year. So does it carry over?
There's no grace period.
No grace period. So we're talking the 29th, really, is
right.
The last day.
Right.
29th.
That's the last day to renew in the office and make sure that you have all your stuff so that if you decide to go on a New Year's Day ride or something, you are legit.
Just to make sure you get in and get it done.
Yes.
All right. Some of the other things. Let's talk about, because I know one of the things as you came into the office, you had some digitization. You were digitizing records and stuff like that. Still going on to...
So I did cut that last. We've done three rounds of digitization where we have an outside company that comes in and scans everything. They set up office in the courthouse, and so our records don't leave, which was a great selling point for that particular company. They're not mailing off books for 6 months at a time.
Don't like to do that.
No. So they finished their last round of scanning. I cut that project in less than half. We were going to scan all the mortgage books, and those aren't records that are used very often. Mm-hmm. We're not getting rid of them. They're just to spend $75,000 to have them digitized for nobody to ever need them.
Yeah.
But our plat books have been scanned. The company is going through their process of editing their images and indexing them so they're easier to find and stuff like that. I was kind of hoping we'd have them done by the end of the year and online on our site, and that's not looking like it's going to happen. So hopefully early spring, it's all done to that third party service provider, but they did a great job and they scanned all of our plat books. And that's huge for me because that's most people want to know.
That's what they want.
I saw this book number on Beacon. Is it online? No, not yet, but I'm working on it
as soon as we
can.
And then it would be one of those things, would they be able to, like if they're on Beacon, they would be able to probably link, or would they have to come in through the office?
Because they can go on to Iowa Land Records to get the most recent ones. And then all of those digitized books that we had done already are on our digital archive site. So they're on our website. You just go to the recorders page on the Boone County website and click archive books. If you know your book and page, you can just type in book page and it will display your page right there.
Mm-hmm.
That archive site is beautiful. It works wonderfully. We use it when, because I would rather, go to the digital archive and type in 10 numbers and have it display my document rather than go find the right book and then flip to the page and then take it out and make a copy. So that digital program. And if anybody has any questions about that, we've made a flyer on how to use that digital archive.
Yeah.
The staff I have and I are very well versed on it. So we can walk you through the steps on the phone or on email or anything like that. I think it's a great asset. It has helped a lot of outside service providers, your abstractors, your mortgage brokers. Yeah. Once they find out about that, they're like, why doesn't everybody have this?
Why haven't we had this before?
Yes.
I needed this. Well, the technology wasn't there at the
time.
But we're getting there. One of the two busiest offices, I say, from earlier this year was the assessor's office when they were getting a lot of applications for credits.
Yes.
Some of that had to do with military, and that's when the recorder's office got very busy because all of a sudden we had veterans that needed some documentation.
Right. So in order to apply for those military credits, your DD-214 or your discharge documents need to be recorded in the county that you're applying for. Mm-hmm. So if you're applying for a Boone County military credit, you have to have your DD-214 recorded in our office. We do that for free. Your copies are free. And that's a lifetime thing. It's not just like a one time you get one copy and do your best to protect it like the military does. Once that copy is recorded in our office, a certified copy is as good as an original. And like I said, those are always free. There's no fees. Nobody has to. There's some third parties that call.
Agencies out, or well, I don't want to call them agencies. They're not. They're businesses.
Right.
They're businesses that will say, you see the same thing when Medicare signups going on.
Right.
You get tons. Those that are in that age group get tons of mail about, and then when you look at the bottom, it says not affiliated with a government agency.
Right.
And so.
And I mean, there's some that we've gotten a couple, not very many, but they charge you a fee. There was one instance where they took a portion of the veteran's benefits that was assigned to this company. And I was like, no, it's free. It's always free. It's always going to be free. That's one thing that we've always done that's never going to change. Mm-hmm. We're never going to charge a veteran to record their documents. You leave with your originals. And then if you need five certified copies, just give us 5 minutes. Well, you know, we'll make those certified copies. And like I said, it's always free in the recorder's office. And that is true in every county in this state. Mm-hmm. Nobody charges to record military documents. We don't.
So, again, should they have any questions, though, they can always
absolutely
give you guys a call or stop in.
Yeah, and we had that, you know, we've had that real estate scam.
Yep.
Going around.
Real estate one.
If you ever have questions, just call us, email us, reach out, stop in. We get a lot of people that stop in and, hey, I got this letter. Well,
you know what?
It's a company.
Yeah.
It's a business. They're you don't really need that. Yeah. So.
Oh, that was the warranty deed thing.
Yeah.
You know what? And I got one of those too. And I'm looking at them going, yeah, saw that. Never mind.
Yep. You know, no. And, you know, some people have lost some money on that.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. But it's a lot of it is preying on people that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, like, I like to do this stuff, like come visit you and talk to you. Yeah. I like to get out there and talk to people because the more I think people understand what we do and how we do it, the better off we are. And maybe they won't get taken advantage of, or maybe they will think, maybe I should call and ask about that. And that's always the best thing.
And that's the easiest way. Again, the recorder's office, you do, a lot of people go, well, what does the recorder's office do? Well, if you need a certified birth certificate, if you need...
Yeah.
That's the place where you go. That's
right. So
where
that all your real estate documents, you know, if you're selling your house, you're usually your attorney prepares a deed and it's filed with our office. The attorney usually does that stuff, or the bank will file the mortgage, or the bank will file the release. And a lot of that stuff, I mean, 70% of our documents are being recorded electronically. So we have the record, but you don't get anything in the mail anymore. Mm-hmm. But all that stuff we do, you know, birth, death, marriage certificates. We are the one, if you're going to get married, you apply in our office for your licenses. No blood tests. And you leave with your licenses. And then, again, we do all the DNR stuff. We do all of your recreational vehicles and boats. And we do your hunting tags. Ah. So we're getting ready, I believe, second season shotgun
is
the 9th. Yeah. So if you need a second season shotgun tag,
see you this afternoon.
Yes. Stop by.
Well, or even late this morning.
You
can get in there. But again, those are the things that, that is the office you go to.
We do a lot of different things. We've added some other outside projects in where we're working kind of on some employee recognition. We work together with Emily McCoy from the 911 Communications Center for her turkeys from 911. We had a little office competition. Secondary Roads was, they thought for sure they were going to get us because there's only 3 employees in the recorder's office. And don't question a woman with a budget who's reckless and competitive and knows how to coupon. So we did win that competition. And we partnered with YSS. So we have some tags on the main Christmas tree downstairs. We're collecting gifts for some of the YSS clients.
Okay.
So we're doing a little bit of different stuff.
And new things. Yeah.
Keeping busy.
The big part right now, of course, we are coming up on the end of the year, and that would be on the recreational vehicles, those ATVs, UTVs, and things. And again, the big thing is most are very good about keeping track of it and getting it. Some, you know, might be, you know, if they're like me, I got it in the mail and I set it there. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, I'm going, oh.
So we don't send out mailed reminders for ATVs.
You do emails.
We do emails.
If they give you the...
Yeah, we have to have your email. And that's the only email I send.
Yeah.
So the DNR will send you marketing emails, which you can unsubscribe from. And as long as we have your email address, you'll still get that one email from me. Or if you don't come in when you get that first email and you get a reminder from me. So I'm trying to send them out on once a month about to get people in. We are actually up over our numbers from last year.
Good.
So we've got a lot more people coming in early. What I don't want to have is that last Friday in between Christmas and New Year's.
Have a line.
Because we've had that in the past.
Yes,
where there's lines out the door and we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off trying to get it all done and trying to get everybody legit. So the more that we can do in the meantime, the better off we are. and it'll just be faster and easier for everybody.
So like you said, the office is open 8 to 4:30. Mm-hmm. We don't close over the noon hour.
No.
And maybe the holiday party.
We're closed for an hour and a half on the 20th.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
That's courthouse pretty
yes,
much
is going to be all the courthouse offices are closed during that time.
So, but otherwise, come on in. Stop in. If you even if you have a question, I don't. What do I need to bring in?
Nothing.
You know,
nothing. Like as long as you know who you are and it's in your name and you know your birthday, we can find it.
Okay.
The computer system lets us search by any number of different things. So if it's you know, you're going to renew it for your dad. Okay, you can renew the machine. Yeah. If you're going to pay for it, we're going to take it.
Yeah,
we will.
As many stickers as you know, if you're going to, we have people that come in and we had a gentleman in the other day, he buys his sons, his two sons, and then he buys his brothers and that's their Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Well, perfect because it's not very expensive. It's only $18.50. So, and you walk out with everything. Mm. You can wrap that plastic baggie in a little gift bag or something like that and your Christmas shopping's done. We also have people that come in and do... buy fishing license for their whole family for Christmas.
Sure.
So they can start doing that December 15th to buy their hunting and fishing licenses for next year.
So.
Yeah, just around the corner.
So again, those are some of the things available. And again, that's really on the time frame or on the schedule we're on right now. That's the big thing we wanted to push was don't delay. Come on in. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, except for on the 20th.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, you'll be open early or in the afternoon that day. So if they happen to be passing by or if they have, if they have what they need or not even, like you said,
they don't
even
need it.
They just need to stop in.
Yeah.
And pretty easy to do. And they even, I know a lot of them have multiple, like you said, multiple machines. So
yeah. And we take
pretty easy to do.
Cash, check, credit cards with a 3% service fee.
Yeah.
And if you have your information, your name and your birthday, and you know exactly what you're wanting to renew, you're looking at 5 minutes.
Okay.
So it shouldn't take very long. We'll get you in and out of there as soon as we can and not take up a lot of your time.
And remember, she said boats until 25, so you're good there.
Yeah.
Unless you buy a new one.
Right. And all that's done usually, if it's brand new, it's from the dealer.
They take
care of that, and you'll just get your stuff in the mail.
There you go. That's how good it is. And we do have a lot of users, ATV, UTV users. So just make sure you double check.
The instance of side-by-sides, it's not necessarily ATVs, because ATVs have handlebars and you straddle them. It's the side-by-sides that have the steering wheel and the bench seat.
Yeah.
The numbers of those over the last 5 years, when you look at how many registrations have been in the county.
The big one.
It's going straight up. Like there's not even a graph with an angle up. It's straight up. We went from 75 machines to... We're about 1,200.
Yeah.
So lots of people have them. And once you have one, it's not hard to get a second one or a third.
Very, very popular.
So. Yes. They're a lot of fun.
All right. Aaron Canfield is our Boone County recorder. And again, talk about this. So first year coming to an end, then you get to work on your budget.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's definitely a process. We cut a lot out of our budget last year. And we're going to be making some pretty significant cuts again this year. So.
Might have a lot of offices working on that.
Yes.
So
we get along really well. The staff that we have right now, the elected officials, we get along so well. And so I think we all see it as a team effort, and we're going to do the best that we can with what we've got.
All right. Aaron Canfield joined us today. And again, if you have an ATV, UTV, side-by-side, and if you haven't gone through getting it registered or re-registered, make sure you get that taken care of before the end of the year.
We look forward to seeing everybody.
All righty. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim.